Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another episode of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophus, and today we're chatting with the cast from the E. Cole McTavish production of Mamma Mia! The Musical. And today we have Cameron, Aveen, and Ashley, their teacher. Right off the hop with the production of Mamma Mia, where and when can people check this out?
The show is taking place at Keanu Theater on December 3rd and 4th. Both shows are at 7:30.
And these tickets, can people purchase them online? Do they got to buy them at the door? What's the best way to do it?
I would suggest buying them online. The website is tickets.keanu.ca. It's easy to purchase them right there or by calling the box office.
Okay. Now, you guys are going to have your work cut out for you because I've never seen Mamma Mia before, a production of it of any kind. So I am going to need some help here today. So you know what? I'm going to start off with you, Aveen. What's the story about? What is Mamma Mia?
Well, Adam, you're really missing out. You see, Cameron's character, Donna, is a single mom, loving life, doing what she has to do, right? Running a business. Then out of nowhere, three men that she had an affair with 20-so years ago show up the weekend of her daughter's wedding. So now Donna is completely anxiety-ridden and just wants these men off of the island. But, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, so you gotta watch the show.
And her daughter is getting married. Her daughter, Sophie, she's 20, so she doesn't know why they're on the island for her daughter's wedding.
Good, yeah, because no spoilers, all right? No spoilers on this one. We don't want to ruin anything. Now, again, like I've said, in a musical, how does that work? Is it singing throughout the whole thing? Is it kind of like a Disney movie where it's mixed in song and then speaking as well? So I'll let you answer this one, Cameron.
Well, it's definitely like a Disney movie. It's a lot of dialogue. It's not something like Les Mis where it's a lot just mostly singing. There's it's songs as well. But what's really cool about this musical is that it's a jukebox musical, meaning that it actually has songs that were already written. They weren't written specifically for this musical. So they're all ABBA songs. So people who watch the musical will be able to sing along and dance along because they will know the songs.
That does make it easier. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure, I don't care who you are, you've heard at least one ABBA song.
Like, absolutely,
yeah, for sure.
You've definitely heard an ABBA song. Now to go to your teacher, Ashley, like what was the choice of Mamma Mia?
Mostly we just wanted to pick something that the kids were going to be really excited about. We just came off of a long year of COVID, restricting what we were able to do. And when we came back this school year, knowing that we were going to be able to hopefully stage a production in front of a live audience, we wanted to choose something that was exciting for them, recognizable for our audiences, and to kind of kick things back off again on a positive note.
And how many people have gotten involved in this? Like, how many people does it take to put on a production of Mamma Mia? Like I said, I don't know. Like, how many background crews or sets and things like that? Like, how many people does it take?
It's a big team. We've got 17 students in our crew, and we've got 35 actors on stage, and then a dance team of 15. And we've got three or four teachers helping behind the scenes. So it definitely takes a whole village to bring a big show like this all together.
Yeah. We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. If you're just tuning in, we're chatting today with Cameron, Aveen, and their teacher, Ashley Brockway, for E. Cole McTavish's production of Mamma Mia! The Musical, located at the Keanu Theaters December 3rd and 4th. You can purchase your tickets online to get those. Now, I was just about to ask you three of, you know, what was your musical background? What did you used to do? How did you get into wanting to join the theater? Aveen, you go ahead. I see you there shaking your head.
Gosh, I don't know. Well, like, as a child, I've always just enjoyed acting because I was a really like timid kid. So acting kind of just helped me, you know, release some pent up energy. You know, I could be myself, and I felt accepted in the theater community.
No, that's a great answer. And I, don't worry, I'm not feel like I'm putting you on the spot here. Don't worry, because I'm going to get Cameron as well. Cameron, now, why did you like join in? How did you get involved in this?
Well, it started in grade two, actually. I've always been involved in these school productions. I don't really do too much like community productions. It's always with the schools. But I was just involved with like chorus, ensemble at Dickens Field. So that was always fun. And then at McTavish, I always joined the productions. Like I remember a lot of people would be in the productions, just like people from all sorts of backgrounds. And but I just kind of kept doing it. I never really stopped theater because I love it so much. And I did do a few theater camps over two summers, I remember, with Keanu. So I've just been doing it for a really long time, and I love it a lot.
Is this a part of a drama class, like a single class? How is it?
It's an after-school program just because of, like, it's open to all kids from grade 7 through 12, so it's really the only way to get them all in the same space at once. So, yeah, we run it after school 3 days a week. Same for the crew kids. They've been along for the ride the entire time after school as well. And the neat thing is that when they're in high school, they can actually earn high school credits for participating in it. So it's like a class for them, and they're getting credits back for the time that they put into it, which is pretty cool.
And that's great. And like you had mentioned before, actually having to take a year off, for instance, like Cameron, you were actually just mentioning how this is kind of in your blood and you like to do this and you've been doing this since grade two. What did you do to kind of keep busy and keep your skills sharp during that long COVID lockdown?
Well, it was very sad. There really wasn't much, and even like I play hockey as well. There wasn't any hockey. There were no activities on, so it was very dull. So last year we actually did have a virtual showcase. So that was in the second half of the year. So the first half of the year, I was just really hoping for a production, just something to do. So I would sing like on my own, just all that sort of stuff. But second semester, we did a showcase, and I just remember going to rehearsals and just having so much fun after school because I finally had something to do. Yeah, it was really great though, having that in the second semester. So it was very different because we didn't really get to do everything we wanted to because lockdown, like it really just, we didn't know when we were going to be put into quarantine again. But yeah, we at least got something, so I was very grateful for that.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. If you're just tuning in, today we're chatting with Cameron Aveen and their teacher Ashley Brockway for Eco McTavish's production of Mamma Mia! The Musical, located at the Keanu Theatre December 3rd and 4th. Just before last break, we asked Cameron how she kept her skills sharp, you know, not being able to get out there and do much during this COVID breakup. And we were just about to ask Aveen how she kept her skills sharp, how she kept busy with theater groups and all these group activities being shut down. Aveen?
Well, I am like a instrumentalist, like on my own time. So I did try to like occupy myself with like violin playing and other like classical music playing, but that was like the only music that I felt like comfortable just doing in my free time during quarantine, because I was just really, really hoping that we could have like another after school activity like theater. And I'm so, so grateful for the virtual showcase we had, because mm-hmm. it was tough to do some of the filming, because yeah, you know, it was just tough to do the filming and stuff, but I'm grateful we still had the opportunity.
No, that's really good to hear. And Ashley, I want to know, like, is this it for a little while, or do you have lots of stuff kind of in the works to keep doing?
Well, typically we only do one musical per year. So this will probably be the one big show for the year. But I mean, we just hope that in the future things keep opening up and restrictions keep lifting and allowing more audience members to come enjoy the kids, because it's what they love to do, clearly. So
Just hearing they sound very excited to be able to get back out there. And now I will actually leave it up to you guys to kind of give one last nice big plug of where people can see this, when people can see this, and why people should see this.
So you can catch the shows on December 3rd and 4th at 7:30 p.m. You can buy the tickets at tickets.keanu.ca. You should really watch it because who doesn't love Mamma Mia? Who doesn't love a bunch of people singing on a Greek island? Huh?
Absolutely. It's very heartwarming, and all the songs are catchy, and that's something that you definitely need in a musical. Catch Mamma Mia December 3rd and 4th at that, Keanu.
That's great. I love it. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And you three did great. That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, thanks again, you three. That was the group from E. Cole McTavish's production of Mamma Mia, the musical. You can check it out at Keanu Theater December 3rd and 4th. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today for Fort McMurray Matters. But if you missed out or you want to hear more, you can head to our website, mix1037fm.com, where a fresh episode of our podcast is uploaded every day. Just click on the news section. You can't miss it. Fort McMurray Matters airs every weekday at noon. I'm Adam Ophus. I'll chat again tomorrow.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.